standing for the call to worship this morning. Little different format than what we normally do. The format that I'm going to read is Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3, and then we'll respond with the prayer of confession in bold print. This is what Jesus fulfilled, the prophet Isaiah was talking about. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and release the prisoners, to proclaim the year of our Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, planting of the Lord to display his glory. Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, and together our prayer of confession. God of miracles, how can it be that some are afraid of the world's disapproval in the face of your healing? When you give light to us who walk in darkness, when we slink back into the shadows, I believe, Lord, strengthen me in my witness. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. Third day he rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.
Unless you may be sick.